Everything takes place in a fiery penumbra. Its meaning suddenly withdrawn. The earth lies prey to some incomprehensible wrong. Silent, fugitive, exalted. A nightmare is my truth and nakedness. I'm all by myself. Rejected. But I know satisfaction doesn't satisfy us, and that humankind's glory is its awareness of not knowing anything but glory and non-satisfaction. Someday my tragedy will know completion, and I'll die.
Ancient book lay closed beside the warrior, lit up faintly by a torch planted upright in the crypt's floor. Suddenly, of its own accord, the paving beetle rose into the air and, propelled by a gentle breeze, made a slow, straight flight of some 15 feet, alighting not far from us upon a smoker's tooth browned by tobacco. Beckoning us on, Cantarell stepped over the cord and approached the apparatus. We all followed him, taking great care not to displace the scattered teeth, whose apparent disorder was undoubtedly the outcome of deep study. Cantarell drew our attention to the components of the aerial device. At that moment, the first mirror was catching the sun's image directly and throwing it full onto the second, while the third seemed to have no role to play. Soon our eyes were drawn to the bottom of the apparatus by the sound of a slight impact. The gray disc between the three claws had been thrust down by its rod, quickly joining the other, and now both were pressed tightly together. At the precise moment when they touched, the brown tooth lying beneath them left the ground and adhered to the back of the blue disc, obeying some mysterious magnetic attraction. To our ears, the two collisions appeared simultaneous. Locus solus.